Cincinnatus. There seems to have been no peace for the Romans either at home or abroad. No sooner was one quarrel ended than another arose. This question of tribunes was a source of unfailing disagreement. Indeed, the only times the patricians and the plebeians seemed ever to be in sympathy was when they were united in fighting some common enemy. It was in one of these wars that Cincinnatus, a patrician general, made himself famous. Cincinnatus, like Coriolanus, was a very proud man, though not so selfish and cruel in his pride. And so when his son, an insolent, unprincipled youth, was exiled from the city for attempting, with a rude band of slaves, to take possession of the capital, Cincinnatus, although he knew his son had done wrong, left the city with great show of pride and indignation. Cincinnatus had been one of Rome's wisest men, one upon whom all had depended for good advice in times of trouble and perplexity. Therefore, when one morning there appeared spread out upon the plains round about the city a great army of the Aquae, a much dreaded enemy of the Roman people, couriers were sent to Cincinnatus, begging him to forget his grievances, return to Rome, and help his countrymen. Cincinnatus, it is said, was plowing his land when the messengers came. "We are sent to make you dictators," said the courier. "Your countrymen beg that you will come to them and direct them in this danger that has so suddenly fallen upon them." Now the office of dictator was the highest office in the Roman government. To be appointed to it was the greatest honor Rome could bestow. But Cincinnatus saw nothing of the honor. He saw only the danger threatening his people and his city. Sadly, he drove his cattle from the field, bade his family farewell, and with one longing, loving look back upon his little home, so beautiful, so quiet, so full of peace, he sighed, "My country needs me. I must leave you all." Cincinnatus was a man of action. In 3 days only, every Roman was enrolled, and a great army poured out from the city, ready to meet the Aquae. Quietly and at night they advanced, arranged themselves on all sides of the enemy's camp, then burst upon them in battle. The battle was hot and quick. The Aquae, unable to escape, begged for mercy. Cincinnatus ordered the chiefs to be put in chains and led the army under the yoke, a Roman ceremony by which the defeated side acknowledged itself conquered. Cincinnati led his own army back to Rome, and there his victory was celebrated by a great triumphal march. A golden crown was given him as a reward for his wisdom and his bravery, and every possible honor was offered him. Cincinnatus could not, however, be tempted by any honors to remain in Rome. He knew only too well how uncertain were Roman honors. "You honor me, my countrymen, and I thank you. But I am an old man, a man of simple tastes and simple habits. Allow me to return to my farm. There you will find me, ever ready to serve my people, ever ready to lay down my life for Rome."